This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. After the July attack in downtown Dallas that left five police officers dead, mourners created a makeshift memorial in front of police headquarters, included thousands of items from flowers to flags and much more. The Dallas Public Library has collected the items and intends to preserve them. Jo Gudice is the director of the library, and she joins me now to talk about the collection. Jo Gudice, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
First off, why preserve these items?
Well, this is a part of history now. While July 7th will never leave our memories as a tragic event, these items represent how the city reacted and how the world reacted, really.
I know people left most of these items on and around two squad cars in front of the police station, but I'm wondering, what kind of things did people leave?
Just about anything you can imagine was left behind, and it really differed by the person leaving it. One of the oddest things I think we found was a tape measure, like a construction worker would carry, and I don't know if it fell off of someone's belt while they were leaving something else or if they purposely left that, but we've added that to collection because it was left there. You know, some of my favorite or the most meaningful are the things left by children. So there's a green dinosaur, you know, probably something very well loved and will be missed by the child who left it behind. So it was a sacrifice on their part to leave it. And that's what I think this collection is about. It's how they showed their love.
So when this process is done, are we going to walk into the library and see a couple of cop cars on display with these items around them?
No. And actually, the items were collected from all over the city, including DART headquarters and the police substations. It took us a little while, but we've gotten everything collected and brought to the basement of the library. We will have ongoing displays of the items and rotating them out. The police museum is also displaying items on the second floor at Jack Evans, and we're helping them with that. So it's a collaborative effort. You can see them, and we're already gearing up for July at the library in 2017 to have items in every single library location so you can see them in your neighborhood.
With so many heartfelt messages and things, how do you go about picking what would go in an exhibit with them?
You know, we just try and show the variety of things that were left behind. For instance, a set of drumsticks, very used and chipped up, well-loved drumsticks. But, you know, this was maybe someone's livelihood and they're contributing it to the memorial.
What's involved with preserving these items? You know, walk me through that process.
So at this point in time, we're just getting organized. And so right now it's about categorizing things by size and type. We have shirts and hats and stuffed animals and flags. And so we're really just sorting. And we have dedicated a whole room to it in the basement of the library because we weren't prepared for a collection of this size. So it couldn't actually go in our archives on the seventh floor. But we do have a temperature control room. We've built some shelves in there, and that's where we're beginning to sort all of these items. And the next step is getting them into acid-free boxes, so archival boxes, so that items will be maintained and won't deteriorate over time.
I've also heard about efforts to digitize the collection.
That's our end goal. That's the big goal. That's will be years in the happening, I think. We've applied for some grants to help us get the machinery and hire staff to do it, but there are hundreds of thousands of items in this collection, and ultimately, I would love for them to be able to be seen online, and that will preserve them forever.
Out of all the items that you've encountered so far, and I'm not sure how any one person could go through that many, is there any that stood out the most to you?
You know, we received thousands of flags, some with items written on them, some just plain. And there was a flag that was wrapped up and taped to a piece of paper, of loose leaf paper, with a note. And it was taped with that blue painter's tape. And when we unfolded the note, it was a note from a veteran who said that they had found this flag in Iraq in 2003, and they had been carrying this flag with them through three deployments, and it had kept them safe. And now he wanted the flag, to be with the Dallas Police Department to keep them safe. I think that's one of the most remarkable items, and I'm really happy that it's giving comfort to one of the families right now.
Jo Gudice is the director of the Dallas Public Library. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.